Press TV News in Brief. Iran's foreign minister has slammed as robbery and a travesty of justice a U.S. court ruling for the seizure of Iranian assets. Mohammad Javad Zarif made the comment in a letter to the U.N. chief. He also said the move is illegal, pledging legal action to restore the money. Russia says the U.S. and its allies have illegitimately deployed forces to Syria to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the U.S.-led coalition seeks regime change in Syria. Lavrov added the coalition may use fighting terrorists as a pretext to later target Syrian government forces. Members of the European Parliament have warned the EU-Turkey deal on refugees is close to collapse. They say that both sides are moving too slowly to implement their side of the accord. Meanwhile, rights groups say the EU is failing the 1 million refugees who entered the bloc throughout last year. The Turkish army has lost a soldier as it launched a massive attack on the Kurdistan Workers' Party militants in the southeast. Clashes in the city of Şirnak also left 6 soldiers injured. The offensive is a part of the Turkish army's months-long crackdown on militants in the Kurdish-majority regions. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has slammed a killing of 2 Palestinian siblings by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank. His cabinet also condemned the international silence on what it described as an unjustifiable crime. An official from the Hamas movement also called on Palestinian activists to get revenge for the crime. The Syrian army has dismissed accusations of launching airstrikes on a charity hospital in the city of Aleppo. So-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has blamed the Syrian army for the airstrikes that killed 27 people. The group said that 3 minors and 3 doctors were among the dead. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says hundreds of people killed by Nigerian army last year should be disinterred from a mass grave in the country's north. IMN says that some 374 Shia Muslims, including women and children, have been buried in the grave in the city of Zaria. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has raised alarm in some U.S. allies by his foreign policy address. The German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier so that Trump's ideas are detached from reality and contradictory. A senior EU official also said a Trump presidency would be a disaster for EU-US ties.